And we're going to go back now to NPR's Mara Liasson and also bring Andy Cohut into the conversation. Andy, the president of the Pew Research Center. Andy, you have been thumbing through the exit polls. We still have not made a call in this race. Is it surprising to you that given the trends in the exit polls we're seeing that this race has not been called yet?
Well, you can't be too careful.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't rely,
we've been in there, that position before.
You can't rely too much on surveys. But these early surveys look fairly good for Hillary Clinton. As Mara was pointing out, she has a lead in all of the places she was expected to have a lead. And she has a strong working class vote. And one of the trends in the survey would suggest that perhaps all that money didn't help Obama. And maybe his remarks about bitterness may have hurt him. Among the 17% of the exit poll respondents who said they decided in the past 3 days, they went 60-40 for Hillary Clinton, 50-50. It was a 50-50 split among the people who had decided earlier. The other thing that the poll shows is that there's a certain gritty quality to Hillary Clinton that comes through. She's seen as less honest than Barack Obama by a 54-67 margin. She's seen as more often attacking unfairly by a 67-40 margin. Yet this comes from respondents who, by and large, favored her in this exit poll.
What do you think about those numbers of people who say that they would bolt, that they wouldn't vote for the Democrats if they nominated the candidate that they didn't vote for? Is there a history to that? Is it typical? What do you know?
Well, it's hard to have a good history because these races are so different. But the differences in this poll aren't all that great for the two candidates. 70% of the voters said that they would be satisfied if Clinton were the nominee, and 64% said that for Obama, which is probably about the margin in this poll for Clinton over Obama. It doesn't look like a great defection is in place. We do know from the national polls that these two candidates attract different constituencies against McCain. She does better among the base, he does better among the independents, and so on.
Mara, let's just cap off with you here. As you look forward to the next contests, Indiana and North Carolina, based on the result as we know it right now, which is not conclusive, what do you see shaping up in those two contests?
Well, I think North Carolina, you know, the next series of contests, you could really divide them into three groups. There are the Obama states like North Carolina, maybe Oregon, South Dakota. There are Clinton states like West Virginia, Kentucky, Puerto Rico, not a state, but a contest coming up. And then North Carolina, of course, for Obama. But then there's Indiana. Indiana is a state that looks very competitive. And I think that is going to be the next big battleground. We keep on waiting for a decisive race. That might be the one.
Okay. Mara Liasson and also Andy Cohut of the Pew Research Center, thanks so much.